This is the Q-Tip Podcast by Q-Source, the Medicare Quality Innovation Network Quality Improvement Organization for the state of Indiana. This podcast was recorded remotely due to the coronavirus pandemic. As a result, the quality of this broadcast may be a little lower than our usual standards. We appreciate your understanding as we practice social distancing. From all of us at Q-Source, stay healthy, stay safe, stay informed, and enjoy the latest episode of Q-Tips.
Hello, my name is Teresa Hostetler. I am a quality improvement advisor for Q-Source, the quality improvement organization for the state of Indiana. Today, we will be discussing how to conserve personal protective equipment, or PPE, during this COVID-19 pandemic. The following contingencies and crisis strategies are based upon these assumptions. Facilities understand their inventory and supply chain. Facilities understand their utilization rate. Facilities are in communication with local healthcare coalitions, federal, state, and local public health emergency preparedness and response staff, regarding the identification of additional supplies needed. All facilities should be utilizing EMR resource to track and report PPE supply in stock. Facilities have already implemented other administrative control measures, including reducing the number of patients going to the hospital or outpatient setting, limiting all non-essential staff for patient care and entering their care area. Note, non-essential personnel should not be entering a presumed or confirmed COVID-19 resident room. Only essential personnel should be entering these rooms. Cohorting patients and healthcare professionals, using consistent assignment to limit the number of staff caring for those presumed or positive COVID-19 residents. Maximizing the use of telemedicine to avoid the need for residents to leave the facility during this time. Facilities have provided all staff with required education training, including having them demonstrate competency with donning and doffing PPE that is necessary for the use to perform job responsibilities such as gowns, gloves, mask, and eye protection. There are several strategies to assist in conserving PPE in your facility. Some of them include selectively cancel elective and non-urgent procedures and appointments for which a face mask, gowns, and goggles are typically used by healthcare professionals and/or residents. Healthcare facilities can consider removing all face masks from public areas. Face masks can be available to provide to symptomatic patients upon check at the entry points. All face masks should be placed in a secure and monitored site. Implement extended use of face masks. Extended use of face masks is the practice of wearing the same face mask for repeated close contact encounters with several different patients, without removing the face mask between patient encounters. Please ensure that you are following the recommended CDC guidelines for utilizing this method. The face mask should be removed and discarded if soiled, damaged, or hard to breathe through. Staff must take care not to touch their face mask. If they touch or adjust their face mask, they must immediately perform hand hygiene. Restrict face masks to use by healthcare professional rather than the patients for source control. Have patients with symptoms of respiratory infections use tissues or other barriers to cover their mouth and nose or provide them with a homemade mask to use when necessary. When utilizing the use of homemade masks for healthcare professionals in a setting where face masks are not available, healthcare workers must use homemade masks, example, a bandana or a scarf. for the care of the resident with a COVID-19 as a last resort. However, homemade masks are not considered PPE, since their capacity to protect is unknown. Caution should be exercised when considering this option. Homemade masks should ideally be used in combination with a face shield that covers the entire front or extends to the chin or below and the sides of the face. So when considering the use of isolation gowns, a facility can shift gowns towards cloth isolation gowns instead of disposable. These reusable or washable gowns are usually made of polyester or polyester cotton fabrics. Gowns made of fabrics can be safely laundered according to the routine procedures and reused. Care should be taken to ensure that the healthcare worker do not touch outer surfaces of the gown during care, and if they do, hand hygiene is performed at that time. Systems are established to routinely inspect or maintain, such as mending a hole in the gown, replace missing fastening and ties, and replace the reusable gowns as needed, meaning when they are thinned or ripped. Laundry personnel may need to adjust for proper washing of these items. For eye protection, a facility can shift their eye protection supply from disposable to reusable, meaning goggles or reusable face shields, but must ensure appropriate cleaning and disinfection between users if goggles or reusable face shields are used. Implement extended use of eye protection. Extend use eye protection in the practice of wearing the same eye protection for repeated close contact encounters with several different patients without removing eye protection between patient encounters. Extend use of eye protection can be applied to disposable and reusable devices. Eye protection should be removed and reprocessed if it becomes visibly soiled or difficult to see through, if it no longer fastens securely to the provider, or it is visibly or obscured without being able to restore visibility. Consider using safety glasses or trauma glasses that have extensions to cover the sides of the eyes. Please remember that these strategies for PPE conserving are in accordance to the current COVID-19 crisis only. Should you have any questions or concerns, please contact us at techassist@qsource.org or feel free to visit our website at www.qsource.org/coronavirus for additional resources. Thank you.
This material was prepared by QSource, the Quality Innovation Network Quality Improvement Organization for Indiana, under a contract with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, a federal agency of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Content does not necessarily reflect CMS policy.